Bible in 1 John chapter 2. We was just finishing up with the tail end of the chapter, and I'm going to just briefly go over it. We missed last Sunday on a snow day. We'll just briefly go over it just to refresh our minds where we was at. 1 John chapter 2. Look at the latter verse there, verse 28. Remember the will of God that abideth forever, and he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. To walk as Jesus walked. A sacrificial life. That's amazing to even think about. To walk as Jesus. That's what it says. We're to walk even as he walked. And this is why. In verse 28, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. In other words, you don't have to be ashamed at that time. No doubt we've all made mistakes and made failures, but bless God, from this day forward, we can try not to make them. And if we learn to abide in him, we can have less failures. In verse 29, if ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Now, chapter 3, let's read together. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. It's just amazing reading this verse on this day. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. The love of all love is... Can you imagine giving one of your youngins to die for anyone? I can't. I'm sorry. I can. For your neighbor? Let's get worse. Let's go to the death row. Let's go. Just keep plowing. But God the Father did. That's a love beyond, but if you're saved, you have this love inside of you. You have this wrapped up in a present put inside of you, sealed into the day of redemption. What a glorious thought. Wrapped up the love of God inside of you, waiting to burst forth and to bloom and grow in your life to where everywhere, anyone you're around, that Indian feller, he's gonna see some fruit on you and want to pick something off and say, man, I think I want something he's got. And what I'm going to read in as we read this together, this is one thing this world does not have that it needs desperately. Let's read together. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Verse 3, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. We've been here before already, but it's just unique we're here again at this same place and reading it together. And every man that hath this hope, do you have the hope of seeing Jesus one day at his coming? If you do, it says, if you have this hope, that kind of hope, it says, you purify yourself even as he is pure. That's a unique statement, ain't it? And there it is again, this abiding in him, purifying himself. All these things we constantly see again and again, reminding us that God desires a holy life out of us. And the hope that this world needs to see is a hope in you. A hope in me. A hope that they don't have. A hope that Terrell and his dear wife, they need. They lost a grandson. They have no hope with it. They're just lost. They don't understand. There's just a barrier. There's a veil of just, what now? And they could have hope. If they knew the Lord, they'd say, wow, we're going to see him again. He's with the Lord. He's no longer suffering. He's no longer, no doubt, maybe being beaten or whatever went on in that home. I mean, he's with the Lord. So we have a hope that this world does not have. Losing someone just means, well, just for now, we're going to see you again here in a little bit. Maybe sooner than later. Maybe before this service gets over with. Wouldn't that be interesting to think about? I mean, just get out of here before we dismiss out of church. Somebody comes in to visit the church and says, where's everybody at? Woo! I'm getting excited. Amen. And remember, here's the words. Ye have not chosen me because I've chosen you. That you can go forth and bear forth fruit. So how can I do anything? Because he lives in you. If you try to work it up yourself, it's going to fail. I can't be God. I'm not God. But he's inside me wanting to do something to me. You have, every one of you has gifts, talents that God wants to use for his glory. It's not popping bubbles in church, young lady, neither. Woo! Amen. You all seen her eyes. Uh-oh, I goofed here. But ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit. And as we see it again, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. The children of God. That's what God's, that's what they call us. You're supposed to be children of God. So we're supposed to, this is sad to say, we should act like it. Our speech ought to betray us. Our actions should betray us. Places we go, it ought to betray us. That we're children of God, we don't fit. I'm like a watermelon in a pea patch. I just don't fit no more. I've tried to go back and fit. I don't fit. I'm a square peg in a round hole. It don't work. I did. I couldn't fit anyways. I mean, every time I come up short, I'd be sitting looking at the sky and say, God, what am I doing? I tried. I couldn't fit no more. I was different. I was different because I have him in me. I had this hope still inside me that would not leave me, that reminded me that I belong to somebody else and I'm not my own. I am bought with a price. What a glorious thing to be reminded of. It was a chastening hand of God, but praise God, I was glad he was there. I was glad he was a ringing my bell. I was glad he was making his presence. I was glad he was telling me. And every man that hath this hope, this kind of hope you have in you. And Satan, this is our adversary. He's the one trying to bust the hope. To pop the balloon of hope you have. Just rob you of your hope. Make you doubt some way, somehow. Make you fret, make you complain. Murmur as the children of Israel did. And boy, you know what it got them. It didn't get them very far, did it? Behold, what manner of love. This word bestow means to give. Listen to this word, bring forth. And he brought forth a son and called his name Jesus. Wow. And to be called means to bid, to call forth. He's called us out of Egypt. The life that we had before. He's called us out. Hey, you're a child of God now. You belong to me. A son, a child, has produced a child or daughter. And listen to this. In the world, where it says, in the world, therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. And I part there. Well, somebody give me something what you think. The world knoweth us not because it knew him not. This is Sunday school. Let's learn. So how does the world not know us? Come on. I hear gears clicking. Oh, there's more. But the darkness was who? When Jesus came to earth, they comprehended who he was. They didn't realize this is the Son of God. Do they recognize we're children of God? But they ought to see something, because there is a verse in Matthew 5:16 that says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So there's something they see in us that identifies us as we're different. The children of Israel, they're very close. Everything they did identified them that they belonged. They were separated unto God Almighty, God Jehovah. They was the children of Israel. And to this day, they still practice those things. They still had things they wear, things they do, things they practice. Goes clear back to Moses' time when the law was made out. And it still identifies him as God's chosen people. But according to John 15:16, are not we chosen and ordained you that ye should go forth and bear fruit? Yes, we are too. So at school, you guys got a mission field. They ought to identify something in you that's different. Everywhere we're at work, we're to be identified as different. We're not like everybody else. We don't fit into their world or their schisms and isms. And this word here, knoweth. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him. It's the same Greek word in both, knoweth and knew. It means to know absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. This is where you, do you know that you know that you know that you've been born again? Do you know that if you used to die right now, you have a home in glory waiting on you? Do you know that without a shadow of a doubt in your mind? Do you know absolutely? The world knows that they absolutely don't know us. They don't realize who we really are. Because they knew, absolutely knew him not. Are we a child of the King? Do we have hope beyond? Oh my, I'm out of time. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Boy, ain't that exciting to think about? One day that part that we wrestle, that don't want to do right, the part of me that I don't like, the part of you that you don't like, come on, that part's be gone. And this first time ever be standing there going, wow, I'm like him. Won't that be awesome? Because it's according to this, we will be. And he that hath this hope, that kind of hope, purify. So we strive, we stay in the Word, we stay in our knees, brother, and we stay as close as we can to him. And be reminded of days like today, of all days, 365 days a year, this day, as we think about, that was his whole reason. To redeem himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Peculiar means strange. I fit there. But I'm glad I'm screwed on the right bolt, though. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, and he does. He that hath this hope, this kind, the hope that what does what? It purifies. It has a purpose in it. Has power in it. It provides us. It brings the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Whew. Let's pray. Father, dear God, we love you. Thank you for your word. Lord, this little verse, dear God's got so much, Lord, we can just feast on and chew on. And Lord, and it just shows how good you are, dear God. And what manner of love, dear God, you bestowed upon us that you brung our way. Lord, we thank thee and praise thee for your goodness that you've showed us, dear God, that we should be called the sons of God. Thank you, Lord. Bless this time, dear God. Write your word in our hearts and minds that we not get away from it. That we can go forth and bear fruit for thee, dear God. That others may see this hope and see your love in us, dear God. And that we be reckoned as it, that we are strange and we are different, dear God. We're not like this world. Help us, Father, I pray. Bless the preaching to come, preacher. Lord, our children need to hear preaching. They need to hear from you. I need to hear from you. Lord, and the visitors need to hear from you. Lord, you've got your vessel now. Fill him up and use him. Lord, that we hear from you this morning. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.